As far as the current situation stands, if somebody is unable to pay their weekly rent, is that all over? Can a landlord simply evict them, no questions asked?
So they can begin the process to evict, but there is still a formal process before you can be made to leave your home. So you need to be owing more than 14 days worth of rent, and then they can serve a notice of termination. At the end of that notice of termination, which is 14 days long, they can apply to the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal for an eviction order. So there is a formal process there. Only the tribunal can actually issue a termination order, and only the New South Wales Sheriff can perform an eviction order. It is worth saying, though, that only applies to formal tenants under the Residential Tenancy Act. People who live in boarding houses, a lot of commercial shared arrangements are not covered by the Residential Tenancy Act, and so they don't have quite the same protections.
On Friday, the Prime Minister announced states would provide relief for tenants struggling. Do we have a real idea of what this relief could be? I mean, has there been, or are we looking at changes to tenants' rights?
Yeah, we certainly are looking at changes to tenants' rights. The Prime Minister said on Friday, flagged it again on Sunday night, and again last night in the press conference, flagged very clearly that legislation will need to change. And also that they are looking at more financial measures. It may be that, you know, they said last night they are looking at mortgage relief in a more formal process, perhaps, than what has currently happened with, you know, some of the big four banks. And maybe that mortgage relief gets tied very directly to rent relief. So they're looking at chains. They're looking at this as a whole community issue. But what we do need to see is that everyone is safe in their home, because everyone is at risk of either catching or transmitting COVID if they're out in the in public looking for homes unnecessarily. Some people do need to move because they're in an unsafe location right now. They might be in wholly inadequate housing, and we need to have people out of their way so that they can find safe, stable homes at the moment.
The Tenants Union of New South Wales is currently advocating for Commonwealth and state territory governments to immediately stop evictions. Do you fear, does the union fear, an eviction crisis on the horizon?
Yes. Look, we know from the government figures they're expecting 1 million people to be unemployed by the end of this. We know 300,000 people in New South Wales were already living in low-income households in the private rental market and did not have sufficient savings or income to survive an emergency like this. So all of those people are very much in the danger line. And then we also have all the people who were on higher incomes until their work dried up, until their incomes evaporated. And so they are particularly a concern because they're often in the households where the rent is much higher than what the JobSeeker payment and coronavirus supplement will be able to cover.
What would your advice be to listeners who are concerned right now about not making rent, being evicted, maybe even those that are under those kind of less formal agreements you mentioned earlier?
So there are a few things that people can do. They should certainly get in contact with Centrelink, get into the paperwork, get into the process of collecting those payments. There is a delay, but it will come and it will be of some assistance. They can also try and negotiate with their landlord. We're seeing mixed results from people doing this right now. Some people are going to their landlord and getting a positive response, but some people are going and getting a very negative response, which is exactly why we need government action here. But they can also be, I think, right to, you know, the advice today has to be stay in your home until the tribunal has ordered an eviction, because you cannot be evicted as a formal tenant. The landlord cannot come and change the locks and force you out. And the changes that the Prime Minister and the government will announce overnight and probably over the rest of this week will make a difference. But we need to see that difference is meaningful for as many people as possible.
Just before I let you go, Leo, I mean, this is it. The COVID-19 pandemic in a lot of ways has exacerbated problems. It hasn't created problems from anew. It has exacerbated problems that is already existing sort of within our current sort of situation. We already had a housing crisis within this country. A lot of renters were already in housing stress. Do we have an opportunity here to maybe fix some of these longer term problems as well as deal with the current crisis?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The laws have been set up to essentially give the private market and the profit motive the primary concern. What we should be looking at is a housing system that prioritizes giving people homes as the first motive. So look, these changes that will come through, they're probably going to be temporary in nature at some level, but we should be having the conversation even now about what should the housing system look like. How can we make a housing system that can survive these shocks without such a radical government interaction?